One of Besigye's lawyers, Sam Njuba, describes to VOA the case, which is in its second day of deliberations in court.
We have got three grounds. One is about the commission of electoral offences. Another one is about the failure by electoral commission to observe the principle of fairness. Third one is numbers. If you can prove substantially, you know, substantial number of people who did not vote or who were rejected.
Njuba alleges that members of the ruling party led by President Yoweri Museveni bribed voters, stuffed ballot boxes, wrongly called Besigye a military deserter, and committed other offenses to win the election. Ofwono Opondo is the director of information with President Museveni's party called the Movement. He tells VOA he thinks Besigye is a sore loser and that he has no case in court.
If Museveni thinks the elections were they only rigged where he lost or even where he won? Because where he won overwhelmingly.
Besigye was widely seen to be the leading contender against Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni in the country's February 23rd elections. President Museveni captured 59% of the vote, while Besigye took 37%. Besigye, who heads the Forum for Democratic Change Party, also ran against President Museveni in the 2001 elections. The opposition politician returned to Uganda last October after more than 4 years in exile. He was arrested the following month and charged with rape and treason in high court, and terrorism and illegal possession of firearms in military court. He was jailed throughout most of the campaign period. Although Besigye was cleared of rape, he still faces other charges, both in high court and potentially in a military court. It is widely believed that the charges were politically motivated, designed to prevent Besigye from campaigning fully and to ruin his reputation, charges that the ruling party denies. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.